Dear friends in Christ, in the world of mathematics and science, certain facts lead to inevitable conclusions. If you add 2 and 2 together, you must get 4. You don't get 3.98 or 4.015. From some given facts, you must draw certain conclusions. If you draw other conclusions, you can be shown to be wrong. Such is not the case in Christianity. Facts do not lead to inevitable conclusions. Take the case that St. John reports today in our reading. The Jews asked Jesus what sign he could give them as proof of his authority to drive out the money changers from the temple. "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." We know what Jesus was talking about. St. John himself tells us. Jesus spoke of the temple of his body. But the facts did not move the Jews to understanding or to belief. "It has taken 46 years to build this temple, and you will raise it up in 3 days?" was their question of Jesus. They couldn't draw the correct conclusion. Therefore, they decided that the facts must be wrong. One might be tempted to give the Jews just a little slack. Jesus was speaking, after all, metaphorically. Perhaps if he had spoken a little more plainly, saying, "Destroy my body, and in 3 days I will raise it up," then maybe the Jews would have believed him. Or again, maybe not. If they had trouble believing that Jesus could rebuild an inanimate object in 3 days, even one that had taken 46 years to build, they would certainly have had even more trouble believing that Jesus could raise himself from the dead after 3 days. The facts do not lead to the inevitable conclusion that Jesus' death and resurrection was something utterly significant and something important to them. Instead, the Jews who heard Jesus speak demonstrate the accuracy of St. Paul's observation to the church in Corinth, that unbelievers do not understand spiritual things because they are without the Holy Spirit. Only with the Holy Spirit can one comprehend and believe the things of God, the facts of God. Facts do not produce inevitable conclusions in the world of Christianity. Nevertheless, facts are important, actually indispensable. It was necessary that Christ suffer and die and be raised again. If Christ had not been raised from the dead, you would still be in your sins. There we have the mystery of Christianity. The facts of Christianity are of utmost importance, yet the facts themselves do not persuade anyone to believe. The facts are proclaimed in order that God might bring one to belief and faith. Jesus certainly understood this. He proclaimed his coming resurrection from the dead by saying, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The unbelief of the Jews who heard him does not negate the fact. By Jesus' proclamation, the Holy Spirit was able to work where and when he chose in those who heard Jesus' words to bring them to faith and to belief. And it continues thus to today. We proclaim Jesus' death and resurrection so that the Holy Spirit might work through that proclamation, creating faith in unbelievers through that very proclamation, even when they are unable to draw the proper conclusion on their own. The Holy Spirit creates new Christians through the word of Jesus' death and resurrection for them. And the Holy Spirit sustains the faith of those who believe through that very same proclamation. Because Jesus Christ died and rose again for you and for me, and because the Holy Spirit has worked faith in us through the proclamation of Christ's death and resurrection, we now live our lives to the glory of God. The same message that creates our faith, or created our faith, now sustains our faith and our Christian life. We live out our lives as little Christs, serving God and our neighbor where God has put us. Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. Christ spoke of the temple of his body, which he raised again from the dead for our justification. The death and resurrection of Jesus Christ is the center of Christianity. Believe it, that you may be a part of God's kingdom. Proclaim it so that others may also come to faith and believe it, being a part of God's kingdom. Live it as one who has been redeemed by Christ the crucified, giving yourselves in service to others as Christ gave himself in service to us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.